This is
Animal Radio, baby.
Our very talented dream team, of course, dog father Joey Volani. Check out his new spot and odor remover. Good stuff. We've been using it around here to get the blood out of the carpets.
Also, ew, stop that.
Sounds like some post. What's going on?
Dr. Debbie, of course, she has her line of books, which are great. Yorkshire Terrier, Shih Tzus, Pugs, Mini Schnauzers, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. Very good books. You're a hell of a writer, I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you. You know, and I'm so thrilled. I have a lot of my clients that are actually reading the books and like, oh, yes. But you know what? I'm telling these things in the exam rooms and they're not listening. They read it in the book and they're like, aha.
It's a whole different story. Let's head on over to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Dana Point, California.
Oh, okay.
Orange County,
okay, very good. I have Dr. Debbie right here. What's going on?
We are trying to help our dog adjust from the loss of his master, my mother-in-law. Is it best to give away things like blankets that were in her home that he used to sit on with her, or anything that would carry her scent? And the reason I'm asking it is because when we went back to her home, we had to take our dog with us. And when we went into the home, he hid underneath the coffee table the entire time, unless I could coax him out with me.
Mm.
And any time he was around anything that had the scent, like blanket, whatever, he would just bolt away from it.
Okay.
And go back to either the bed that he was sleeping on with us or under the coffee table. And
okay,
we're going to have to go back. And so I'm trying to figure out the best way to not cause him so much stress and anxiety.
Okay. Now, how long ago did she pass?
September of this past year. So it's been about 6 months.
Okay. And then, so how is the dog behaving in your home?
Beautifully. I mean, he's got some quirks because he was a lap dog for her for the last 3 or 4 years. She fed him human food. So,
okay. All right. Well, a couple things. The first thing is that dogs really kind of suit some purpose in everyone's lives. They find it. We find what their job is. My one large Labrador is the clown in the house. That's what his job is. We don't expect him to have brains, but he is just our entertainment. For a dog that is in a home with an elderly person or someone who's ill, they suit a purpose in that home. And a lot of times it's companion. It is a moral support. It is really just their right arm, if you will, emotionally. So going back into that physical environment may remind him that this is what you did, but because she's no longer there, it creates anxiety for him.
Okay.
So the challenge is that I don't think at this point that trips to the home are going to be in his best interest. The challenge would be if there are items you need to integrate into your home, we want to do that on a preferably on his new turf where he's comfortable and relaxed and he's not fearful and, you know, behaving with anxiety. And then try to introduce those things and work on rewarding him for being calm and quiet in their presence.
Okay.
You know, if it's a matter of, you know, things like bedding, you know, laundering, that can help. But a lot of these things that are really scent triggers for these guys, it's really going to take him back there. And because she's not there, he wants to perform that role, and it's creating anxiety for him.
So it is the anxiety. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then
the other
things that you can really do, and for any pet that's grieving the loss of another pet or, you know, a master, is that we really kind of have to occupy their time in getting them into some structure.
Okay.
So we're not asking them to forget. We're just trying to ask them to focus both mental and emotional energy. So, you know, getting him on a schedule at the house where you're taking him out for walks twice a day. You take him to a dog park for socialization, or doggy daycare, things that kind of occupy him, keep him physically tired and also mentally stimulated, different things going on. That's going to help his mindset so that, you know, when you start to introduce furniture or items, that you're going to have a little bit calmer pet that's not going to have as much pent-up anxiety, because he's going to have a new purpose, a new job in that house, maybe to be your friend going for walks twice a day or to accompany you to the dog park. So
okay,
you have to find that new role for him in the house and make sure that, you know, it's a scheduled program.
If I have time to ask one question about a spirit, when a person passes and the dog is there, this dog was with her. She wanted that, but right a second before she passed away, he bolted out of the room. I had to go and lie down with him in another room and try to calm him. And a friend of mine said that animals can actually, particularly dogs, can actually see the spirit leaving the body. Is that true? I mean, I don't know how we know it for sure, but is that conceivable?
Well, I mean, getting into the spirit realm is kind of out of my expertise, but what I can tell you is that animals sense disease and they sense death in a way that we don't anticipate.
Okay.
So in many times they know what's coming. So they understand. So they don't have to always be reminded of someone who's passed because they've sensed that coming on for some time.
Okay.
So a lot of times we need to prepare pets for someone's, you know, impending passing, whether it's a, you know, household pet or a person. But a lot of times they know. If it's some kind of disease process, there's an energy they pick up. There's biochemical sense, things like that. So talking on a scientific level, absolutely. You know, those things were changing. He was sensing that. You know, as far as the spiritual thing, I probably can't be the one to answer that. But I definitely feel that animals know when these things are happening.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this time to get your expertise on this.
Okay. Well, best wishes for y'all.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for joining us for Animal Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friends. I love you all.
Bye.
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 This is Animal Radio Network.